the playoff.
Hey, boys and girls. Welcome to the best podcast in the history of mankind. It's Monty's Rockcast. And now, here's your host, Monty Colvin.
Hey, 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 it's Monty. Welcome to the Rockcast.
It drives me crazy.
So glad you chose to join me for this epic episode of my little podcast here. And let's get it started with some listener feedback. And first up is an email from Eric in Orange County, who wondered if I had seen the artwork from the new Avenged Sevenfold CD. And he said that he noticed a picture on the back of the CD that was awfully similar to one on Space in Your Face from Galactic Cowboys. Eric went on to say, these guys are notorious for ripping off other bands musically and artwork imagery, including Overkill's Winged Bat Skull. And he asked, hey Monty, do you think Avenged Sevenfold were fans of GC back in the day?
Unlikely.
Well, I don't really know, Eric, but I did meet them about 7 or 8 years ago when Mike Portnoy was playing drums with them. And Mike introduced me to their singer, and he said, this is Monty from Galactic Cowboys. And the guy just looked at me like, I have no clue who that is. So I don't really know. I know they like Dream Theater, and maybe there's a chance they had heard of us before.
Not a chance.
But I actually like Avenged Sevenfold a lot. And I have seen their artwork and t-shirts where they got a spaceman on there, and I don't know, it looks cool. I'm not crazy about their new album, and I haven't been able to really get into it yet, but they've got some stuff that I love. And Lindsay and I saw them last summer, and they were great live.
Well, isn't that nice?
I also got an email from Iris, who wanted to thank me for doing my year-end top 10 list of my favorite songs of the year. But she says a lot of those Warp Tour-type melodic metalcore bands that I like, the vocalists kind of sound similar. She said, they sound like 18 to 22-year-old angry white guys. Well, Iris, of course, you're entitled to your opinion. But I gotta tell you, I think you're dead wrong. Because I've been going to Warp Tour for about the last 10 years, never miss it. And I can honestly say that most of the singers for those bands are usually 20 to 25-year-old angry white guys.
Well, that's different.
Yeah, so there's that. But Iris also had a political question for me. And she said, hey, Monty, did Trump's staff really call the media an enemy of the American people? You and I are the media, and you voted for him, so did he really just backstab you?
I think he did.
Well, Iris, I don't really consider my podcast here part of the media, but even if I am, I don't think I'm what Donald Trump is referring to. I think when he attacks the media or fake news, he's talking about MSNBC, CNN, and even your morning shows on NBC and stuff like that. And for the record, I completely agree with him. I think the liberal media has a complete agenda that they want to get through, and they slant their stories and in some cases blatantly lie about things to get people to believe it. And I know that may sound crazy or radical, but I'll give you a couple of examples. I watch the news every morning, and the other day on President's Day, they had a special report. And they have this girl out on the street, and she's saying, usually President's Day is a day where we honor the president, but today thousands of people will show up to protest Donald Trump. And I thought, okay, that's interesting that you made that a special report. But also, you're reporting that there's gonna be thousands of people when you don't even know if there's gonna be 100 people. I mean, it's not like people bought tickets. But when it comes to Trump, everything is negative. When it was Obama, we got stories like, oh, the Cubs are visiting the White House today. Or he's filling out his NCAA bracket. He was always just portrayed as a fun dude you'd want to hang out with. and they wouldn't dare criticize him because that would make them racist. But the next time you watch CNN or the Today Show, notice how they cover Trump. It usually starts out with something like Trump controversy or White House in crisis. And every picture they show of Trump has him in some weird grimace. And I even caught this the other day that they showed a picture of the White House, but they had this time-lapse photography going on, and there were these big dark clouds that were going over the top of the White House. And it all just paints a picture of doom and that this country is in trouble. And if you want to believe all that, that's up to you, but please don't let them brainwash you. At least get some alternative viewpoints from somewhere else. For instance, if you've got cable, see if they carry the One American News channel. There's a show on there called The Daily Ledger that is great.
What are you, right-wing kook?
I also had a couple of questions from Doug Henning about Galactic Cowboys. And he says, hey, Monty, I have to know, number one, who burps in the song Psychotic Companion? And number two, do I hear hand farts in the finale to Let It Go?
I think that's a fair question.
Well, Doug, you're obviously a big Galactic Cowboy fan, and you've obviously delved way into our music. So, as you know, you hear a lot of stuff on our albums that you're not quite sure what you're hearing. And many times people will hear some kind of vocal effect or guitar pedal or distortion and mistake it for something else. So, more than likely, that was the case. However, as I recall, we did bring in a professional studio musician who could fart and belch on command.
Ah!
But when he recorded his parts, I tried not to be in the studio. So I can't be 100% sure that that was the deal in the songs that you're talking about, but it's possible. I'll get back to more of your emails and stuff like that later, but right now it's time for an annual event that is known as the Top 10 Playoffs. Now, if you're a new listener and you're not familiar with the Top 10 Playoffs, let me explain. Back in 2008, when I started doing this podcast, I would read my top 10 lists. And on one of the early episodes, I just happened to say, hey, if you want to send me one of your lists, feel free. And to my surprise, a few people started sending me some. Well, somewhere along the line, I got the idea to have a contest at the end of the year to pick out the best one. Well, over the years, I have gotten more and more lists every year to the point where I can't even get to them all, which in turn made the competition better and better every year. And so I have no doubt that this year's Top 10 Playoffs is going to be the best one ever.
This is going to suck.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
An absolute debacle.
Okay, so let me explain you the rules. This is kind of a tournament format where I start out with the Sweet 16. I went through all the lists that I received throughout the year, and I narrowed it down to my 16 favorites. And I filled out 8 brackets of 2. And I will go through each pairing and determine a winner, and those people will move on to the next round. And round by round, I will whittle it down until by the end of this episode, we will have a brand new top 10 champion.
Wow!
Yeah, I know you are as excited as I am, so let's get it going. And let's start it out in bracket number one with Paul Morgan facing off against last year's defending champion, Mr. David Whiteman.
The new face of evil.
David is a classic example of the Cinderella story. Because last year, he was an underdog that ended up winning the whole thing, and before I started the tournament, I would have given him no chance. But in a huge upset, his list that had something to do with dead rock stars made him the top 10 champion. And for that, I only have myself to blame because it's totally up to me who wins this thing. And the cool thing about this year is that I didn't even have to read your list on the show for you to make it into the playoffs. And I'm pretty sure that I did not read this one from David, which was his top 10 artists that were great in the 70s but bad in the 80s. And it included Kansas, The Scorpions, Boston, Cheap Trick, Heart, ZZ Top, and at number one, Aerosmith. So that was cool, but his opponent, Paul Morgan, sent me a list of the top 10 things that stink when you turn 50. And not only was Paul's list really good, he also sent me in the mail a box full of cat toys. So in kind of a mild upset, Paul Morgan moves on to the next round.
It's so rigged!
So there will be a brand new top 10 champion this year, and congrats to my buddy Paul Morgan.
How much more rigged is this going to get?
In bracket number two, we've got Chris in Canada going up against my evil twin, Michael McCollum in Ohio. Michael's list was his top 10 favorite tunes from bands with a color in their name. And he had stuff on there like Valley of the Kings by Blue Murder, Red Tide Rising by Orange Goblin, Summertime Blues by Blue Cheer, Yellow Card with Only One, When I Come Around by Green Day, Deep Purple with Speed King, and at number one, he had Pigs by Pink Floyd.
I think that was absolutely outstanding.
However, in honor of the presidential race, Chris in Canada sent me his top 10 most ridiculous quotes from past U.S. presidents and their running mates. And you got classic stuff like George Bush Sr. saying, "I have opinions of my own, strong opinions. But I don't always agree with them. Not gonna agree with them. Not gonna."
I mean, that's genius, isn't it?
And so based on the fact that Chris's list allowed me to do some impressions, I'm gonna say Chris's list moves on. In bracket number three, we've got James Nelson, who sent me a list of his top 10 bands that wear masks and makeup. And he had bands like Ghost, King Diamond, Mushroom Head, Gwar, Slipknot, and at number one, Kiss.
Yeah!
And so that was a really good list, but unfortunately for James, he got matched up against a really tough opponent in John Huff from Canada, who is a two-time champion. And for the last couple years, John did not enter the contest, and I think the reason was is because he wanted to give everyone else a chance to win. He's just that good. But this year, John made a spectacular return with his top 10 reasons why he has not submitted a list in a while. And on that list, he had things like he's been thoroughly unnerved by the thought of sausage balls.
They're kind of scary.
And not only was it a terrific list, he upped the ante by making it an audio MP3. And so for the extra effort he put into it and the amount of comic content involved, I'm going to say John Huff proceeds to the next round.
He's got a loose screw.
That's right, a loose screw.
Okay, in bracket number four, we got a past winner in Jimmy G, who has his top 10 random thoughts and questions. And he's going up against Gary Robb in Baltimore, who sent me a top 10 inquisitive tunes list, which included things like Jimi Hendrix with Are You Experienced?
Huh?
Galactic Cowboys with their song, Where Are You Now?
I don't know.
Also from Galactic Cowboys, you got How Does It Feel?
Okay.
Of course, there was also classics from Peter Frampton, Do You Feel Like I Do?
Yeah, I guess.
And Alice Cooper with Is It My Body?
Don't ask me, I don't know.
But at number one, and once again from Galactic Cowboys, it's Why Can't You Believe in Me?
Because I don't like you.
So that was a good list from Gary, and I didn't even realize I wrote so many songs that had a question mark at the end. But I also like Jimmy G's list because it had a lot of different topics that included sports, music, politics, and so I'm going to go with Jimmy G from Chicago to move on.
Jimmy G sounds sassy and sweet and cool.
In bracket number five, we've got Kevin in New York with his first date ideas, facing off with Greg Skipton in Texas with his random observations. And Greg is a great guy, a great listener. He always sends me some really good lists every year. But he's kind of the Susan Lucci of the top 10 playoffs. He's usually in the running. A lot of times he's the favorite, but he gets to the playoffs and just comes up a little bit short. So he's kind of like the Kansas City Chiefs or Gonzaga. So will his luck change this year? Well, we're going to find out, because even though I loved Kevin's list, Greg Skipton wins this round.
Oh, good.
In bracket number six, we have Rockcast listener and guitarist for Malaya Rage, James Corey, going against Jeffrey Elliott in Texas. And I like James's list a lot because it was his top reasons why you should listen to the Rockcast. And in past years, that list might have even gotten him to the finals. Unfortunately, Jeffrey sent me a top 10 list of random things about cats, which included number 10, they lick their hair out and then puke it up.
Gross.
And so as you can see, just based on originality, I'm going to have to send Jeffrey on to the next round. In bracket number seven, we've got Jason Patrick going up against Matt Corr in Canada. And Matt's list was 10 things to do while waiting for a new Rockcast episode. And it included stuff like grow a beard, shave, and at number one, he had secretly delete the music off my son's iPod and put only Galactic Cowboys songs on it.
I think it's a great idea.
On the other hand, Jason Patrick's list was 10 things he does not get, including anime movies, rednecks, bronies, and Kanye West. And for the simple reason that I do not get Kanye West either, Jason Patrick moves on.
You know what? That makes no sense.
And that would bring us to the final bracket of the first round, which is Scott Gibson going up against Ryan Kellison. And Ryan's list was the top 10 most frequently asked questions by his three kids, ages 2 to 4. And they included things like, where'd daddy go? Huh? What's that sound? And why? And I like a list like that because it's different. It's not just your basic top 10 favorite metal bands or something like that. But on the other hand, I kind of like lists that are a little bit hateful, like Scott Gibson's top 10 people that he despises.
Ah!
And when you've submitted a list that includes Barbara Streisand, Nicki Minaj, and Hillary Clinton, you've submitted a good list. However, just based on originality alone, I'm going to go with Ryan Kellison, and he moves on.
Yay!
So round one is completed. Who will win this year's top 10 playoffs? Stay tuned. Back to some of your emails. I got some feedback about the last episode. Dave Ferris said, hey Monty, Rockcast 187 rocked. So much good stuff on this one. Love the stuff from Black Star Riders. And your list of hot chicks from the 70s and 80s was awesome. Cheryl Ladd was probably my first celebrity crush. After the mania over Farrah, I was happy to be a Cheryl supporter.
Oh yeah.
Phil also loved my celebrity list of hot chicks. And he said, like you, TV was my main source of enjoyment during my formative years. Shows like The Price is Right, Three's Company, Charlie's Angels, Love Boat, and Battle of the Network Stars. Geez, those were the good old days. Yeah, that's the thing. Back in the 70s and early 80s, we didn't have a lot of choices. And I was such a freaking loser back then with the ladies that a big Saturday night for me was staying home and watching Love Boat and Fantasy Island back to back.
Lame.
So who could blame a virgin teenager like me for getting a little torqued up over the Hee-Haw Honeys or Solid Gold Dancers?
Pathetic.
Of course, I never dreamed I'd have to wait until I was 50 before I actually found my one true dream girl. And since meeting Lindsay, I no longer have celebrity crushes. I still find a lot of women attractive, but I've kind of figured out over the years, just because a woman is hot, it doesn't mean that you'd want to be with her. And with most of these hot celebrities these days, about 10 seconds after she opens her mouth is when I decide, I would hate her. So I was lucky enough to find somebody who was not only good looking, but also had a mind and a heart that I also loved. And Lindsay just spoiled the crap out of me for my birthday. She got me this Royals bobblehead for my collection and this wall mural thing for our bedroom. And she made me a coconut cream pie. And then she also took me to this place called Buffalo Wild Wings. And it's this restaurant that serves these awesome wings, but while you're sitting there, you can watch sports on about 200 different TVs. And Lindsay hates sports, so I know it was a real sacrifice for her to do that, but that's just how cool she is. And so she's not just my favorite hot chick, she's my favorite female, my favorite MILF, favorite model, my best friend, and my favorite person of all time.
You know it's not going to last. You know that somehow she's just going to wise up and realize she's with a dork and it ends. Yeah.
Okay, I hope I didn't make anybody sick with all that mushy stuff. So let's just move on to another email. And this one came from Fabrice in France, who informed me that there is a new CD out by Ginger Wildheart. And of course, I'm a huge Ginger fan because the Wildhearts are probably my favorite band of all time, believe it or not. But the interesting thing with Ginger is that you never know what he's going to do. He's a prolific songwriting genius, and you never know if it's going to be hardcore, punk, rock and roll, or just what it's going to be. Well, this time around, it's country folk. And I'm not really a big fan of that genre, so I kind of went, well, you know, I may not enjoy this that much. But it's Ginger, so I had to check it out. And then I experienced everything from chills to goosebumps to tears running down my face. And once again, regardless of the genre, Ginger cements himself as one of the greatest songwriters of all time.
Well, me serotonin, it's been given a push, and it's hit me like an amphetamine rush. It's hard to get in, but it's harder to leave when you're wrapped up in the relief you need. Your mind is your cell, till the demons have been expelled, and they're changing mine as well. Come on down, bring your monsters, or you in jails. Yeah, we all just wanna be well. Settle down, no one here remains a stranger.
The name of this CD is called Ghost in the Tanglewood by Ginger Wildheart. And even though most of this is kind of acoustic, it's got steel guitar, and it's a little twangy at times, it's still Ginger, and he delivers the goods, and I really like this album a lot. And a lot of these songs, if you just put a loud electric guitar on them, they could be Wildheart songs. So if you're a Ginger or Wild Hearts fan, or you just like folk, check this out. Some really great tunes. You know, I cannot tell you how many top 10 lists that I receive over the course of a year. Well, I mean, I could tell you, but I'm not gonna.
I bet it's well over 2 million.
Regardless of what the amount actually is, needless to say, if you can make it to the Elite Eight of the top 10 playoffs, you've done something incredible. And that's what these guys have done, and they should feel very proud.
It's all so good! I can't stand how great it is!
Now, the first matchup of the second round is between Paul Morgan and Chris in Canada.
Weirdos!
Now, besides sending me the occasional present or cat toy, Paul sent me a list of things that stink when you turn 50. And there were things on there like, you develop a case of CRS, which stands for can't remember shit.
How true it is.
Something else that stinks when you turn 50, you find out all about this thing called a colonoscopy.
Yeah.
Yikes, I don't even want to know about that, but something else you find out when you're 50, the homecoming queen has really let herself go.
She doesn't have a clue.
Now, Paul's opponent is also a really good guy. It's Chris in Canada, who sent me ridiculous quotes from past presidents and running mates. And one of my favorites was Al Gore with, a zebra does not change its spots.
What a douche.
Anyway, both lists were really good, but in the words of Bill Clinton, Chris in Canada, I feel your pain, but I'm sorry. I know you worked hard on that list, because believe me, I worked hard too. But I want you to listen to me now. The winner of this round is Paul Morgan. The next matchup in the Elite Eight is another Canadian, John Huff, against Jimmy G in Chicago. And I think this is the first time in the history of the top 10 playoffs that two former champions have faced off against each other. I mean, to be sure, I'd have to go back and listen to all the past episodes and find out, but of course I'm not going to do that because I really don't care that much.
You jerk!
But this is going to be epic, that's all I'm saying.
Really?
I mean, in Jimmy G's list, you've got all these great questions, like, hey Monty, do you dress up for Halloween? And do you think the Bears are going to win 2 games this year? And I love answering your guys' questions because it gives me stuff to talk about. Then again, John Huff in Canada sends me an MP3 of him telling me reasons why he has not submitted a list in a while, and I get stuff like this.
John Huff's got to look out for John Huff. Who know that better than John Huff? You say, will John Huff compete? Only John Huff knows that. Only John Huff knows what's best for John Huff. So John Huff says maybe John Huff might say yes to John Huff. Yo!
So as you can see, it's a tough decision for me, but in a close one right at the buzzer, John Huff from Canada advances to the semifinals.
Unbelievable!
The next matchup features two guys from Texas. It's Greg Skipton against Jeffrey Elliott. Greg's list featured random observations such as bacon-sprinkled donuts are everything I thought they would be. And after years of eating ranch dressing, I now realize I have never liked ranch dressing.
That's almost profound.
There's no doubt that that was an excellent list. But will it be enough to defeat Jeffrey Elliott and his list of random thoughts about cats, which included, girls don't realize that cats love no one.
I never would have thought that.
They call it cat litter because it's just a bunch of shit.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
And you may not know this, but the Egyptians worshipped cats, and they were abducted by aliens.
I think that is true!
So once again, a tough decision. I like both of these guys a lot. But the list that threw the most punches was Jeffrey Elliott and the cat list. Congratulations, Jeffrey. That leaves one spot left in the final four, and it's either going to be Jason Patrick or Ryan Kellison. As you recall, Ryan's list was the most frequently asked questions by his kids, and I could actually relate to this list a lot, because I think we can all agree, kids are so darn cute. But most of the time, they're really freaking annoying.
You're absolutely right.
I mean, how many times have you been in a store and heard some kid just screaming his head off, and you turn around and see the parents, and they're just standing there doing nothing? And you think, why? Why are the parents not doing something about this? Why don't they try and shut that kid up? Well, I'll tell you why. Because they have become numb to it. They have heard that kid scream so many times that it has worn them down to the point where they just go, ah, screw it, let him scream. And I know this because I have a 10-year-old stepson, I love him to death, he's awesome, but every night we watch TV and he talks through the entire show. And if that's not distracting enough, he might decide to just get up and dance right in front of the TV. And it used to really bother me, but after 4 or 5 years of this, I just slowly started to block it out. And these days, I'm just able to focus in on the show, and there's just kind of a rumble going on. And you may ask me, well, what does that have to do with the top 10 playoffs, Monty? To which I would answer, well, not much, but I liked Ryan's list about kids.
Oh! That's good.
I also liked his opponent, Jason Patrick's list, which was things that Patrick does not get. And while I agreed with him on things like Kanye West, Patrick also does not get Donald Trump or Rammstein. And my question to Patrick would be, Patrick, how do you not get Rammstein? They're amazing. So Ryan Kellison slips past Jason Patrick, and Ryan moves into the final four. So the final four is set. It's Paul Morgan against John Huff in Canada, and Jeffrey Elliott in Texas against Ryan Kellison. Who will win? Stay tuned. But in the meantime, here's some Rammstein. Time now for a little Ask Monty, and I've got a question here from Robert in Ohio. And Robert says, hey Monty, any Galactic Cowboys updates? Well man, we're still working on the album, and I'm still working on the artwork. We also put up a new website, galacticcowboys.com. There's not a whole lot on it yet, but we will be adding to it soon. But until then, the thing that it does have is merchandise. So if you want to order yourself a Galactic Cowboys t-shirt, that's the place to find it. We also have a new Facebook page, which is called Galactic Cowboys 2017. Be sure to go on there and like that. That way you can keep updated on everything that's going on with us. And you can also view many pictures of us when we were young.
I don't really care.
Of course, if you're one of these people that likes my podcast and you just want a little bit more of me, well, be sure to check out my website, which is montycalvin.net, and feel free to order yourself a Rockcast t-shirt or one of my crunchy CDs. But let's say you're sitting at home and you've got the Rockcast t-shirt on and you're listening to some crunchy and you go, gee, I'd like a little bit more. Well, perhaps you'd like to read an interview with me.
Sounds great.
Okay, so get on your computer, go to rockmusicopinions.wordpress.com, and there you will see an interview with me, Monty Colvin.
Who's going to do that?
I talked recently with a writer named Chris Calloway, and he did an article on me called Return of Galactic Cowboys. And I thought he did a really good job. It's just me talking about the new album and things like that, and I think you'll like it.
Admittedly, not very interesting.
Now, Robert in Ohio also told me that him and some guys are starting a Galactic Cowboys tribute band. And Robert wanted to know if I could give him some info on the kinds of equipment we used. He says his bass player is going to wear a red wig, and he's also looking for some Hamer bass guitars. Okay, Robert. Well, the first thing you need to do is tell your bass player that he's got to get himself some Chuck Taylors. That's very important. He should also probably get a couple of basketball jerseys. And most importantly, though, he needs to always wear shorts when he's on stage. The other thing he's going to want to do is get a really long strap, hang that bass down low, and start jumping around. Oh, yeah. Well, I think it's safe to say that so far, this has been, without a doubt, the best top 10 playoffs ever.
This has sucked.
All right, but it's not over because we've got the final four right now.
Wow.
And the first matchup is between Ryan Kellison and Jeffrey Elliott, who had lists about kids and cats. Let me see. Kids or cats? Kids or cats?
This is a life-altering decision.
This is a tough one.
Yeah, so?
I could go either way.
Make a decision and do it!
Well, I gotta be honest. If it comes down between kids or cats, I'm gonna have to go with the cats.
Huh?
Yeah, I know it seems cruel, but let's face it. You can leave the cats home by themselves for a few days and they'll be fine. Lindsay and I have gone months at a time without having a moment to ourselves. I mean, Mr. Kitty doesn't even know how to ride a bike, but at least he will agree to go outside once in a while, which is more than I can say for the kids. Therefore, moving on to the finals, it's Jeffrey Elliott and his weird list about cats.
Yeah! Woo!
In the second semifinal, we have John Huff in Canada, and representing the great state of Virginia, Paul Morgan. Both of these guys are veterans, and they both brought strong top tens to the table. After a long absence, John Huff returned with an MP3, and that always gets you extra points. But Paul Morgan was equally as fierce, as he sent a top 10 that I was able to read with my old man voice. So this matchup is clearly going to come down to the intangibles. So let me break it down. They're both great guys. One sent me gifts, the other did not. John is from Canada, Paul is from America. John is a drummer, but Paul is a bass player. So ladies and gentlemen, moving on to the finals, it's Paul Morgan.
That's not fair.
I know, it's kind of shocking, but in a huge upset, Paul Morgan defeats two-time champion John Huff and advances to the finals.
It's all rigged.
So who will win? I don't know, but whoever it is going to get an amazing prize package.
The prize package that you're playing for is spectacular.
Okay, before I announce the winner of the Top 10 Playoffs, I wanted to give a shout-out to a guy named Mike Mayberry, who lives in Oregon. And Mike did an acoustic cover version of one of my crunchy songs called If Only. It's off the All Day Sucker CD, and I thought he did a good job, and so I thought I'd play you a little bit of it. Nice job, Mike. I'm very flattered. I wrote that song back around 1999 or 2000, and I actually performed it on the Man Cow radio show out of Chicago, and the label I was with put it out as a single. But literally a month or two after I had played for millions of people on the Man Cow show, the label went bankrupt, and the album was dead. And not a lot of people got to hear my punky power pop CD. And if you're one of those people, well, here now is a sampling of the hit single that never was.
If only. If only.
All right, the moment you've all been waiting the entire year for. It's the finals of the top 10 playoffs.
We waited all year for this?
That's right, the playoffs.
Playoffs?
I started out with 16, and I've narrowed it down to 2. And surviving and advancing all the way to the championship is Paul Morgan from Virginia against Jeffrey Elliott in Texas. Just to refresh your memory, Paul's list was top 10 things that stink when you turn 50. And it included things like, I still like hot tubs, but for a different reason than I did when I was 20. And at number 1, only 30 more years till I'm a dirty old man. At 80.
That to me is tremendously exciting.
Jeffrey's list included, cats don't fetch. Cats love to eat sparrows and then vomit them up on your doorstep. Cats are not going to buy the anticipated Galactic Cowboys album. And at number 1, don't tell Lindsay, but when you're starting the car and you hear some thumping, it's probably a cat under the hood. Okay, so, wow, this is a tough decision. Both lists were entertaining and pretty unique and original. And it's going to be really, really difficult for me to pick a winner between these two. And I'll be honest, I thought about this a lot. And I lost a lot of sleep over this decision. I mean, like, literally laid awake for about a week straight. Couldn't sleep at all at night.
Okay, that's a lie.
I even talked to several different people to get their opinions. But each and every time, after reading the two lists, they all just said, you know, when it comes right down to it, I don't really care. And yeah, I thought that was a little harsh, but whatever. It all lands back in my lap. It's my show, and I have to pick a winner. And so here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, the new RockCast Top 10 champion is... Paul Morgan and Jeffrey Elliott. Yeah! That's right. For the first time in the history of the top 10 playoffs, there will be 2 top 10 champions this year. They were both great, they're both deserving, and they will both get an amazing prize package.
The contents of the amazing prize package will be determined shortly before its delivery. All contestants will have the right to refuse the amazing prize package based on the fact that it may or may not be all that amazing. If upon receiving the amazing prize package, you experience high blood pressure, dizziness, or nausea, please consult a physician. Symptoms may be the result of complete and utter disappointment.
So congratulations to Paul and Jeffrey, and thanks to everyone who sent me a list this year. But keep sending them, because a new season of Top 10s will begin on the next episode of the RockCast, where you could be a winner.
There is a prize package that's waiting.
Well, that is going to do it for another episode of the RockCast. If you'd like to get a hold of me, you can do so at MontyCalvin.net or on Facebook. Feel free to send me a top 10 list, ask me a question, or just tell me what you thought of the show.
And I think if you don't do that, you should go to jail.
I'm going to leave you now with a song that I've picked out for our brand new top 10 champions. In honor of Paul Morgan's list, I picked out something that's old. And as a way to salute Jeffrey Elliott, I also picked out a tune that has something to do with cats. So enjoy that, and I will be back soon with more fun and excitement. But until then, this is Monty saying take care. Don't let anyone tell you what to like, unless it's me. And
rock on.
Yeah!
see you again, all right?
This has been Monty's Rockcast.
It's over!